Welcome to Taste the Word with Fanny Meyburg. Let us get a taste of God's Word. Good morning. I want to speak to you this morning about ritual Christianity. And I want to read only one verse in Isaiah chapter 58 verse 3. And the whole chapter is about true fasting. And please go and read the whole portion, the whole chapter, Isaiah chapter 58. But I only want to read to you this morning verse 3. And the people say, why have we fasted? And they're talking to God now, né? Why have we fasted, but you have not seen? We have denied ourselves. In other words, we didn't eat, we didn't drink. But you haven't noticed. At some point, the house of Jacob felt that God don't see and notice them anymore. Even though they do as the law prescribe to fast. They are disappointed at God and they seek for an answer. I want an answer, Lord. Why not? Why don't you see? Why don't you notice? And by reading the whole chapter, as I said, please go and read it. By reading the whole chapter, I realized that God did not answer them because God felt that they had fallen into a kind of ritual religion. They fast because the law said they must, and they just want to please God. And while I was reading Isaiah 58, the Holy Spirit said this in my heart. If the spiritual things you do does not change you, it has become a ritual. I want to say it again. If the spiritual things we do does not change us, it has become a ritual. That is what I speak to you this morning about ritual Christianity. Israel fasted, but their ways did not change. They did not commit themselves to God in their season of fast. No, they just did it for the sake of ritual. Their heart was no longer in their fasting. Fasting was for them business as usual. Go and read chapter 58 of Isaiah. Child of God, I want to say to you this morning, test yourself today. If your Christian duties has become a ritual, it means that the things you do does not cause you to get closer to God, and it does not change your sinful behavior. It doesn't change you. And in the whole chapter of Isaiah 58, we see that God wants to see a change in our hearts. Ritual does not do that. Commitment from the heart does that. You know what? We have Holy Spirit dwelling in us. And the more we yield to Holy Spirit, the more Holy Spirit will bring us nearer to God. And the Holy Spirit will help us and will change us from the inside out. Blessings until we speak again next week.